The world we live in makes no concessions to common sense. Oblivious to morals, blind to justice, without any forewarning, events can rend our lives asunder. The way we feel, the emotional and physical landscape we occupy, will all change in the blink of an eye, the beat of a heart. Priorities rearrange, meanings change, loyalties divide, and the mundane becomes magnified. Two little numbers previously insignificant, now never to be forgotten.
Whenever you're on a train, like a subway, and by chance it sort of like stops in a tunnel, like you know that everyone on that train is like, oh my god, this is it, like this is the moment.
Well, I was in the past train and there was a huge explosion sound. Everyone came out. A large section of the building is blown out around like the 80th floor.
Was it hit by something or was it something inside?
It was inside. Because it looked out, everything was coming out.
All the windows were coming out,
all the papers.
Were there any people hurt, do you know?
I just ran and everyone in the past train just ran. I don't know if anyone was hurt, but I assume they were because the windows were all blown out.
The thing that I will remember most about that day is the color of the sky. It was the bluest sky you could ever see.
I just witnessed a plane that appeared to be cruising slightly lower than normal altitude over New York City, and it appears to have crashed into, I don't know which tower it is, but it hit directly in the middle of one of the World Trade Center towers.
New York City, September 11th, 7th Avenue South at Commerce Street. I don't know what to write. I continue to feel as if I could and should cry all of this away.
Well, I was at the time home with my 14-day-old baby.
9/11/2001, I was a senior in high school. I was in my economics class. It was my first period class.
Came out of the subway turnstile and saw a lot of people running back into the subway, screaming that something hit the World Trade Center.
Today were the terrorist attacks in New York, and today was my first look at war.
George, have them mobilize the army! We need the army in Manhattan!
I have never felt so scared. I have never felt so nauseous with hurt. I have been at St. Vincent's Hospital all day trying to help in some way. I am a doctor, but so unprepared to adequately help.
Center, we heard a big bang, and then we saw smoke coming out, and everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere, and people are jumping out the windows. Over there, they're jumping out the windows, I guess, because they're trying to see themselves.
I still see the firefighters brought to St. Vincent's in ambulances, police cars, civilians' cars, even wagons, wagon loads of men in uniform.
19-4, firefighter down. Tower number 2, 19-4, firefighter down.
Anybody hear me? I'm a civilian. I'm trapped inside of one of the fire trucks.
I cannot forget the face of two men in particular. One of the men, like so many others, came in cardiac arrest. I started chest compressions while still in the street in front of St. Vincent. His leg was mutilated, covered in soot, his fireman jacket torn. He was gray. His skin, his clothes, his teeth. He rolled his eyes up and looked at me. His eyes were so gray and weak. I don't know if I have ever really looked into someone's eyes before. I mean, really looked. Today, I had the longest 5-second stare I will ever know.
September 11th, 2006. 5 years later. Life goes on. Routine is recreated. Our days find shape, and with hope pulling us forward, we forge ahead. But we don't forget.
There was a sort of stillness and an emptiness and a hollowness that I felt physically, but at the same time, I never could be still.
I just couldn't believe I had just brought this perfect little baby into the world and all this was happening.
I started thinking about my grandparents, all these things, wishing that I was, you know, they could tell me what was going on, you know, and just wanting somebody to explain it.
September 13th. I still have not hugged anyone since this all started, and I am so physically aware of that right now. Down to my soul, I'm aware of this. I am alone. I would like to somehow think that this is our finest hour, a time when we rise.
Hope there's someone who'll take care of me.
I have hope. I have a lot of hope.
Hope there's someone who'll set my heart free. Nice to hold when I'm tired.
We're going on. We're not going to stop.
I'd like to believe that we're going forward.
Oh, I'm scared of the middle place. between life and nowhere.
It was suddenly like this bonding of the country that was just unbelievable.
Hope there's someone who set my heart free.
I think as time progresses and wounds heal, we'll move to a better place.
Only our past is certain. The future is not for sale. Who we are comes from where we have been, what we have seen. The past casts a shadow on the forward path. But yet, there is light. Those who know that sense can't come from the senseless, pin your flag to hope. And remember, since time immemorial, this is the world we live in.